Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz meets with a group of local officials in Fairbanks tomorrow. General Schwartz is coming to explain the Air Force's planned movement of Eielson Air Force Base's F-16 squadron and as many as 2,000 of the base's 2,700 people to Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage. The Air Force proposed a similar move in 2005 during a federal base realignment and closure or BRAC process. The Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation led a campaign that stopped the move, but Fedco CEO Jim Dodson says this time around, there's no BRAC commission to petition.
General Schwartz has got approval of the Secretary of Defense, he's got approval of the Secretary of the Air Force, and he's embedded in this process. So, you know, I don't think that at this meeting that there's anything that Fairbanks is going to say to the Chief of Staff that is going to change his mind.
Dodson says it's good that the borough is hiring a consulting firm to analyze cost savings the Air Force says will be realized by moving the F-16 squadron to Anchorage. Similar studies undermined alleged savings during the 2005 BRAC. Dodson says the focus should be on any upcoming BRAC that could target Eielson for closure.
The battle line, I think, should be drawn on, you know, maintaining the base and a future mission, you know, for the base. And that really is a battle that needs to involve the governor and the congressional delegation and the community. So it's not something that, you know, any of us can win alone. I think it's going to need a collective process, and hopefully everybody will come together to make that happen.
Dodson suspects Alaska isn't alone facing military cuts, but the state does not have as much political clout in Washington. Dodson says he has some hope for legislation sponsored by Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski to stop funding of the F-16 move. Following tomorrow's session with General Schwartz, the senators will host a community meeting about Eielson at the Carlson Center.